ranch or on the dairy farm? Just
nothing special. I mean, okay. Only just like what a 36 Ford would be, or okay. Something like that.
Just regular kind of pickup trucks. Mm-hmm. Do you remember if your father owned, I'm sure he did because you told me he went hunting, did he own guns?
Well, just a 30-30 is the only thing I ever.
Okay. And the things that he put into that would be called what?
Ammunition. Okay. Shells.
Okay. Have you ever called them cartridges?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Can I get you to print?
Cartridge.
Okay. All he had was rifles or guns. He didn't have.
I never knew him but to have a pistol. No.
Okay. Okay. Were those? I guess guns were pretty, but pretty prominent in this area though in the old
mm-hmm.
days.
Yeah.
Like most families had them.
Oh, I'm sure of that.
Yeah. Okay.
Almost a necessity.
Because of the amount of hunting that was done, and
mm-hmm.
just,
mm-hmm.
I guess, also for protection.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine.
You mentioned chickens a little earlier. Where were they kept? Were they just let to run loose? Or?
Mostly, yeah. Lock them up in the pens at night.
Okay. So the place where they were kept would be called a?
Chicken pen.
Okay. Was there ever called a coop?
Oh, yeah.
Is that something different?
Clean the coop, you know, about once or twice a year.
A mess, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Is that different than the chicken pen? Is the chicken coop different?
Well, I would say that the coop was where the hens laid their eggs, and the pen was where they
ran around. Okay. How many did y'all have? Do you remember?
Oh, at times I would have 100. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the fryers was what we would raise to eat and keep the pullets.
I see. What kind of chickens were they? Do you remember?
Do you remember the Andalusians?
I've heard of them. I don't remember.
They raised them, and then the white leghorns, and the red. Red leghorns, but no, red something.
Okay.
Wyandottes.
Wyandottes?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what
they were? They were a big white chicken.
I see. Okay. You raise chickens, you said, for meat to eat, for fryers and stuff. Did you also raise them for their
eggs?
Okay, you did do that.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all sell those, or were those mostly for your own use?
I think they were mostly for the family.
Okay. A male cow is called a what?
Bull.
Okay. Now, growing up, was that a word that men could have used around women folk, or was it kind of considered to be a bad word and they had to use other words?
I don't think so. I think my dad always
called
used to be.
I was just wondering if you ever heard of a bull maybe called a gentleman cow or something like that.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Steer, of course.
Okay. What is a steer?
Well, it's a bull that's been operated on.
Okay. Castrated?
Castrated. Uh-huh.
Okay. Would they allow you to watch that
operation?
No. Do you know how they did it? Do you know what the procedure was for how they would have gone about doing that? I know there are different ways of castrating an animal, and I just wondered if kind of what the predominant way was around here.
Just as far as I know, laid it down
and cut it with knife.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If a steer is a castrated bull, do you know what a castrated horse would be called?
Yes, what is it?
Would it be a gelding?
Gelding, yeah. Mm-hmm.
How about a castrated pig?
I don't know.
Would it be a barrow? Does that sound familiar? Barrow?
Yes, but I didn't think about it at the time.
Okay. Could you pronounce that?
Barrow.
Okay. And how about a castrated sheep? Would that have a name? They call it a wether?
Yeah.
Okay, could I?
Wether.
Okay. If a bull is a male, a female would be a what?
Cow.
Okay. And the young ones would be?
Heifers.
Okay. Or